This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with Dave Woods, athletic director, head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School. And Dave, the 2016 season began on a nice note for you guys on Friday night with a shutout victory over Hamilton Wenham. So I guess some thoughts on that game, your opener.
Sure. It's a great way to start the season, obviously. And anytime your defense can pitch a shutout, you must have done something right. So Coach Dugan did a great job, and the kids played awesome on defense. And our offense controlled the line of scrimmage a little bit, moved the ball. Would have been nice to score a little bit more, but they did a great job. So it was a good way to start the season.
What do you, in the first game, what kinds of things do you think you came away with as learning about your team?
Well, a couple of kids stepped up. We had some last-minute replacements the day of the game that kids weren't able to play, so we had to put other people in. And then we had some kids, it was pretty hot, humid night, some kids that cramped up late in the game, and we had to put other people in. And so we found some players that want to play, some of the younger guys and some of the backups that performed great, and they definitely want to play. And it was good to see that we have some depth.
Well, maybe just share with us some of the key players on offense, and then we'll shoot over to defense as well for Fenwick this year.
Sure. Corey Bright is our quarterback. It always starts with your quarterback, and Corey's a sophomore. Had a great season last year as a freshman. And Isaiah Cashwell-Doe, Isaiah's our tailback. He's a junior, and same deal. He really had a great year last year as a sophomore, and I think he had a big night Friday night, and he's going to be he's definitely a talented kid, and he's going to be a headache for some defenses hopefully this year. Colin Norton also had a great night. Colin's a hard-working kid, had two receiving touchdowns. So those are the guys that scored all the points on offense, but it always starts up front on offense. And the offensive line, I thought the offensive line did a great job Friday night. So we got a few things we need to tweak and add, and fix. But overall, offensively, it was a great performance by all those key guys.
Yeah. And over on the defensive side of the football, as you mentioned and noted, a shutout. So who were the guys on defense that you're counting on this year?
Yeah, Luke Huffnagel is middle linebacker, and Luke played a tremendous game. He really had a great game in the middle for us. My defensive ends did a nice job, Mike Sellards and Chris Fisher. And the secondary really did an outstanding job. Cam Eon, Sam Mastromateo, Dylan Mullen, Cam Peach is a receiver for Hamilton Wenham, and he's an unbelievable talent. And I think he maybe had one catch for 12 yards. So Danny Mastromateo was a defensive player who we had kind of keying him and on him a lot all night. So to hold him to one reception is pretty good, and it was a circus catch. He made a great catch with perfect coverage. Colin Norton is the other guy in the secondary, and again, I thought the secondary played great.
Well, you're at Dedham this week, and then home with Pawtucket in Game 3. And, you had a 9-2 year last year. So what kind of a season do you hope to have within the conference this year?
I think, the kids have high hopes every year, and the staff does too. Everybody has high expectations. But I think right now we're kind of trying to take it week by week. So we're focusing on Dedham, and we got to do the best we can to put together a good game plan for Dedham and let, go out there and play a good game Friday night, and then we'll build off of that.
No, I got you. We're talking with Dave Woods, head football coach and athletic director at Bishop Fenwick High School. Dave, I know any changes in your coaching staff from last year to this year on the football side?
We have a few new guys with us. Yeah, it's great. We have Zach Nardone, who's a former captain, offensive lineman here. He's teaching at the school now, too. And Zach's on staff. And Mike Doucette is a new coach. Mike's a great guy. Mike's been around, coached a little at Maulin Catholic. He was in the Danvers system a little bit. And also Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn's a Wakefield guy. Mike's a tremendous football guy. So those guys, along with the same guys we had last year, but they've really added a lot to the staff.
As far as coaching news or other athletic news here at Fenwick High School, maybe an all-encompassing question. I know you got some renovations going on in the gymnasium.
Yeah, we're excited about the gym. We put in new bleachers. It was long overdue. I think they were the original bleachers from the school back in 1959. So the new bleachers are nice. We got a new scoreboard. We resurfaced the floor, painted the floor, put the nice logo on the center of the floor. We have a new boys basketball coach, Kevin Moran. Kevin's well known on the North Shore, so we're really excited about boys basketball with Kevin. And of course, Adam DeBadges and the girls basketball team won a state championship last year, so it's going to be fun to kick off the season and celebrate their state championship from last year. So in the winter, those are some of the things that we're looking forward to in the gym. The volleyball team is in there now, and Coach DeBadges also coaches the volleyball team, and they have, again, very high hopes. They're a very hard-working team, very good team.
Well, you know, you're right. That gym had that 1950s kind of feel to it, late 50s, early 60s. So it's, you know, that's back in my time. So, you know, at least as a little kid. But so I hate to see those things go.
Yeah, well, the gym's the same size. Everything's still the same. It's still like walking into Hoosiers a little bit, but we dressed it up a little bit, gave it a nice paint job and put some nice bleachers in, but it still gives us that home court advantage with a small, confined area. So,
any other, you know, no upper deck in those in the gymnasium yet, right?
No, unfortunately, we weren't able to add any more seats, so it's still the same size, but it looks nice, and we're looking forward to seeing it this winter.
All right, Dave, any other news from Fenwick or regarding football that I didn't ask you about?
Not much other football. We also have a new hockey coach, so we're kind of excited about the hockey coach too. Jimmy Quinlan has won a couple of state titles at Saugus, so we're really looking forward to. Jimmy's been working with the kids in the off season, you know, working out in the weight room and stuff. So we're looking forward to the winter with some new faces and some fresh ideas for our winter sports.
All right, Dave. Good talking with you, and best of luck.
Great. Thanks very much, Bill.
Dave Woods, Athletic Director, Head Football Coach at Bishop Fenwick, here on MSONewsSports.com.